Welcome to Spill Real Tea, the podcast where real estate professionals spill the wildest, craziest, most jaw-dropping stories from the field. I'm your host, Jessa Patton, an agent with RE/MAX at the Crossing, here to bring you the behind-the-scenes tales from the world of real estate. If you haven't already, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to at Spill Real Tea on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Spotify, YouTube, all the things. And I hope that you enjoy today's episode. Today's guest is a realtor with Lafayette Listing Realty, also known for being a part of the most iconic father-daughter duo, the Robinson Guestwine team, Miss Reagan Guestwine herself. Welcome.
Hello.
Glad you're here. Glad you could make it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So a quick little background. Back when I got into real estate and I got licensed, I started my career with Lafayette Listing Realty, where Reagan and her father, Dusty, were my mentors. Mm-hmm. And man, do I miss you guys.
I know. You should come back.
We got to get the band back together. For those who don't know you mm-hmm. or have had the privilege of working with you or your father, can you give us some background on how you got into real estate, how long you've been in it?
Gosh, so back when I was, 23. I was staying home, just had my second, and dad called me one day out of the blue and was like, hey, I am gonna get back into real estate. I'm gonna get my real estate license and you should join me. And I was like, all right, whatever. Yeah, I was kind of like, okay, you know, I wanted to be a mom at that time. So I got into it with the thought process of I'm going to make a little extra money, pay some bills so we have some money to go out to eat or something every once in a while. Mm-hmm. I would say like 6-8 months into it, I realized this is it. I absolutely love this, and take the, you know, numbers, money, all the things out of it, it is the most rewarding job I could ever imagine having.
I agree with you. It's very fulfilling emotionally.
Yeah. I mean, you put yourself in your shoes of your clients, and most of the time real estate is death, divorces. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, there's people out there doing flip houses and it comes down to numbers and making ends meet for their family
or
too.
Or downsizing.
Yeah, yep. Downsizing, stage of life, you know, where
there's so many different scenarios.
It is so emotional.
Very. With Reagan being here, it comes full circle in the sense of you were my mentor mm-hmm. at one point. And episode one with Karina, we talk about field mice.
Yes.
And if you haven't already gone and listened to that episode, please pause and go watch it. What are you doing? It'll make way more sense and you'll get context for what we're about to discuss going forward.
Yep.
A brief description of that episode. Karina's buyers were moving to Lafayette and Reagan happened to be the listing agent for that mm-hmm. property. There were some twists and turns.
Yes.
Reagan, you had to drive an hour to help Karina with her clients mm-hmm. and moving and packing within 24 hours.
Yes.
Pure chaos.
Yep.
Do you have any takeaways or any lessons from that transaction?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I've laid in bed at night and stewed on this transaction most of my career, right?
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely.
And thinking back now, I don't think I would change a single thing. You learn from every transaction. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe I overreacted at closing or whatever. Doesn't matter.
Okay, we haven't heard this tea.
Yes. No, at closing, after we moved them and all the things, I think Karina would agree with me. Mm-hmm. So I don't mean to speak for her, but we felt very disrespected after bending over backwards for our clients. And that's where I draw the line. Mm-hmm. I will bend over backwards and I will do absolutely everything in my power to do what's right for you in your situation, but I expect a level of respect back.
Absolutely. And appreciation.
Yes. Yeah.
Especially for the amount of work that both of you put in.
Yes. Yeah. Not just work. I mean, it's time and money and mm-hmm. yeah.
And you're a full-time mom too.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I had my kid with me at the time I was moving then and he was at closing with me too.
So he got to witness the interaction.
Yes, he did, which I'm not proud of. I think that's the part that,
just because he was there.
Yes.
Otherwise, no, we still stand by it.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I probably should have worded some things differently, you know, whatever, but
were there some curse words thrown around?
Yes. Yes, there was.
Father, forgive me.
But you know what? I said what I said, and I'll live with it. Yeah, I just, looking back now, like, yeah, I deserve respect, too. I don't think I'd change a single thing.
Now, during that interaction, it was Karina's clients who were disrespectful and unappreciative. Do you have an interaction where your clients were that way towards you? Before we dive in, please note, if you're a realtor or real estate professional, always consult your managing broker or seek legal advice for any real estate matters. The resolutions in these stories are for entertainment purposes only and may not reflect best practices or legal standards.
Yeah, and Jessa, you might be able to relate with me a little bit. Like, when a client comes to you or you get a new client or a lead and you start communicating with them, you're kind of interviewing them too.
Yep.
Because I'm not everyone's cup of tea, and not everyone's my cup of tea, and that is perfectly okay. Yeah. The longer I'm in real estate, I've learned that is fine.
We have to want to work together.
Yeah, yeah. And most of the time, I am very, very open-minded. I'm not going to judge you, but I expect respect also. And I'm trying to think, clients moving from out of state here. It was the week my daughter started preschool. We had been communicating, and I just felt like there were some lines crossed that week with communication. Some strange things that I was just kind of like, okay, whatever, you know.
Like something that was said?
Just a lot. They wanted a lot of personal conversation.
Okay.
Which I am usually totally fine with, but late at night, and I have young kids and things like that. But they just expected a response, I mean, right away.
Ooh.
And right away. And normally, I am that person. Mm-hmm. I get it. I will respond quickly.
I can attest to that.
Yeah.
I'd have a question and you were right there.
Yes. But also there's times where you're in a showing or we go to bed at 8 o'clock at night. Like we have two kids and we're up. It was the day my daughter started preschool. I was getting her off to her first day of preschool, which mom life, so freaking emotional. Mm-hmm. Sending your first to school, so emotional. And I had told them that, hey, you know, it's my daughter's first day of preschool, blah, blah. Well, I hadn't responded in an hour and a half. I was getting her dressed and trying to drive her to school and all the things.
Which really isn't that long.
No. Early in the morning, too. I mean, I think her school started at 8:39. Like,
oh, heavens.
Early in the morning.
Yeah.
And when I got out of the school from dropping her off, and mom move, I dropped her off. Like, we got there, like, 25 minutes early for her first day of preschool. She was the first one in the class because we were so eager.
Had to get all your photos.
Yes. And when I got out, I had like a voicemail or text from him like, hey, you know, if you're not going to be responsive, this isn't going to work. And
well, pardon me.
Right? So I was very nice about it.
Yeah.
I've learned to communicate differently. Like, you can still be nice and set boundaries.
Yep.
And I was just like, hey guys, you know, if you're expecting that type of response, maybe I'm not the agent for you. Good luck on your home search. And just left it at that. That was a big pivotal moment where I learned, like, yeah, you know what? I'm not everyone's cup of tea, and I'm perfectly okay with that.
Yeah. Like, I'm accessible, but I still have a life, you know? Yeah. I still got to make dinner. I still got to do laundry and clean my house. I mean, obviously, I'm going to get back to you as soon as possible, but I can't have my phone glued to my face.
Yes. Yeah.
And can we bring back those Bluetooth headsets?
Oh, my gosh. I know.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, the, like... that truckers used to wear almost.
Oh, God, yes.
You know, a lot of the time, especially when I was doing real estate back then, clients would call me. There'd be chaos in the background. My kids are screaming, fighting. The dogs are barking. Yeah, and 90% of the time, people are understanding about that. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'll be professional and everything, but it's life.
Exactly.
Like, you know what? Me and my neighbor were having this conversation about how COVID switched everyone to working at home and just totally through things for a loop.
Yep.
And I think the whole world really changed to where they were a lot more understanding, like, people have a life. Like, Zoom calls were happening at home and people, like, chaos was going on in the background, and it is what it is.
I mean, COVID wasn't ideal.
Yeah.
But yes, I do think people have become a little bit more patient and understanding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I can appreciate.
Yes.
As you talk about your children and they're in the background, you're a full-time mom, full-time agent. How do you make that work?
I don't. I have no freaking idea.
Wine?
Honestly, yes, wine. And I have the absolute best support system I could ever imagine. Obviously, working with my dad. Not only is he my dad, he is my best freaking friend. Mm-hmm. Like, if you go through my call log right now, the amount of times we call each other a day.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Every time my phone rings, my husband's like, it's your dad, isn't it? Like, yep, because we don't text. It's all voice conversations all the time. But my parents are absolutely amazing. My husband's parents are absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. Just support system is all it comes down to. Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you think you would do it if that support system wasn't in place?
I wouldn't.
Go insane?
I don't think I could.
Yeah.
Seriously. There's people that raise kids and don't have, like, grandparents close or mm-hmm. friends or family close. And yeah. I mentally don't know how you do it. And props to you. Because, you know, I was having this conversation with my sister the other day about, you know, like, when you have a newborn and you're up at night, sleep deprivation, all these things. Mm-hmm. And now that my kids are older and hers are younger, I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's so hard. But I'm like, I did that. You just do it.
You just make it work.
You just yeah. freaking do it.
Take it 1 minute at a time.
Yes. Yeah.
One and day at a time.
When you're living it, you just do it because that's what needs done.
Yeah. And then you look back and you're like, how the hell did I do yes. that? You mentioned working with your dad and you guys talk a lot. Mm-hmm. When it comes down to the dynamic of your team and working together, mm-hmm. how do you guys make that balance?
Honestly, we just are at the mindset where there's times where he's going to put in more work and times where I'm going to put in more work, and we mm-hmm. are perfectly okay with that. We have such an open, mutual respect relationship, and I have young kids, and he's at, you know, looking towards retirement age or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
There's times where his hands are in a transaction start to finish, and I don't even know what the client's name is, and vice versa. Most of the time, we're both involved, and we help each other, and you get two brains in one, but other times, you don't need two brains in one transaction.
Right. Like, too many cooks in the kitchen.
Yes. Yeah. He's just so understanding about the phase of life I'm in. And honestly, yeah. that's what it takes is in any industry, not just real estate, mm-hmm. when you're working with people, empathy and understanding and being open-minded and non-judgmental and just communication.
Exactly.
Communication.
Yeah, we were speaking off screen. When I got into real estate, mm-hmm. obviously I understood the transaction of how you purchase a property,
yes.
all the steps that go into it. But I was missing that emotional element because I had yet to purchase my first property.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which I think is very important to deal with that mm-hmm. firsthand.
Yeah.
So after my husband and I purchased ours, gosh, November of 23, now I've developed that emotional, like, empathy for clients.
Yeah. Yeah. Like we said, real estate a lot of times is death, divorce, all the things. One of my dad's very best friends passed away mm-hmm. and all of his things were still in the house. We went to list the house. Dad had to walk through his house and just the emotion behind those things.
Exactly.
But then getting to see, like, his son, helping his son through the process, mm-hmm. it is so rewarding.
I don't know how some agents get into the industry and not be able to show that emotion.
I think that's what there are so many amazing agents around here.
Yeah.
Most agents genuinely care, and that's what it takes. Forget about the money. Forget about the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've sat at the closing table and cried with clients before. That's what real estate's all about.
Exactly. If you could go back to your first year in real estate, is there any advice you would give yourself?
Maybe to not take things as personal, right? If, you know, a close family friend or, you know, someone you went to school with chooses another realtor, don't take it personal. It's hard not to, right?
It's so hard.
I still struggle with that. I get it. But
it's so hard not to want to click the unfriend button on Facebook.
My gosh, yeah. I know.
I have been guilty, but I've been doing a lot better about doing that.
Yeah. And it's because we genuinely care, right?
I take it personal because I thought we were closer than that.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, they're going to make their decision
yes.
on what information they have like readily available to them. So
yeah, not even just in this real estate and taking it personal, but mm-hmm. like 90% of people's actions and things like that are about themselves and not thinking about other people. Like mm-hmm. just like if I make a mistake and I lay in bed at night and I'm stewing on it,
yeah,
I'm thinking about that mistake or what I said wrong during mm-hmm. this podcast or whatever. And most of the time that other person is going laying in bed and think about what they did wrong. They're not thinking about you. Just don't take it personal and yep. move on and just do the best for your next client.
Do you have one piece of advice you would give a new agent getting into real estate?
Mm-hmm. Well, if I can do it with a, you know, 2-year-old and a 1-year-old, anyone can do it. Seriously.
Yeah, absolutely.
All it takes is the drive and just keep focusing on mm-hmm. the bigger picture, your goals, your yeah. dreams, and honestly, just how much it fills your cup up. Mm-hmm. Every single job is stressful. Don't get me wrong. It's not all rainbows and unicorns. There's days where I feel like I'm going to pull my hair out, right?
Right.
At the end of the day, you are helping so many people with their dreams and their goals
Jump in, 10 toes down, yes. Do it, and do it to the best of your ability.
Exactly.
Be a sponge, retain as much information as possible. Literally every transaction is so different.
Oh my gosh, it's like a snowflake. Every single transaction is different. Don't be scared, put yourself out there. Mm-hmm. You hear someone talking about real estate, call them. I've messaged people on Facebook like that I'm not even friends with and hope that it comes out of their, you know, requested messages right? or whatever. Hey, yeah. I heard you guys were thinking about buying a house. Let me know if I can help. Don't be shy and be okay with being turned down.
Go for the no.
Yeah.
Go for the no.
And if you get turned down, oh, well, the next person will say yes. Yeah. Just keep going.
It may take 5 no's to get a yes, but that yes is going to make up for those 5 no's.
Exactly.
To wrap up the end of this, how do you celebrate your closings?
Obviously, we celebrate our clients. We're so excited for them. The first time homebuyers, you get that picture, all the things. You send text later, but I don't freaking celebrate. I go home, I start laundry, and I go pick the kids up from school.
We are totally opposite.
I know.
I'm like, Joe, we're closed. And then we go to dinner and we have dirty martinis.
Yeah, right. I wish I could do that.
Yeah.
In a few
years,
that's
our tradition. Hopefully. Not even a glass of wine while you're doing laundry?
You know, sometimes, yeah.
Okay, maybe we need to reevaluate this closing celebration. I think that's a wrap.
Yes.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Again, this is Reagan Guestwine with Lafayette Listing Realty, also on the Robinson Guestwine team.
Yeah.
I will put all of her contact information in the description if you'd like to reach out and connect. Until next time, stay powerful, stay productive. Bye.